KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, at the boys' state basketball tournament in Des Moines yesterday, Glenwood punched its ticket. They're going to their first ever state championship game in a thrilling 69-63 victory over two-time defending champ Cedar Rapids Xavier. The Rams outlasted Class 3A's top seed in a game that featured 12 ties, 13 lead changes, and tension up until the final seconds. The Southwest Iowa squad advanced with a pair of seniors, Nate Moore and Andrew Bloom, who first played at Wells Fargo Arena as freshmen, and clinched a spot in Friday's final game by scoring 21 points each when it mattered most. Xavier had won the 2016 and 2017 titles with consistent and clutch play, but important shots evaded coach Ryan Luersman's team on Thursday afternoon. Seniors Matthew Mims and Jackson Jones had 14 points each, but combined to shoot 9 of 35 from the field and were constantly fending off pressure coming from Glenwood's guards and massive crowd. The game did mark a fourth straight season in the 3A semifinals for Xavier, which will play in the consolation game today. Christian Stanislav chipped in 16 points to help Moore and Bloom down the stretch. As a team, the Rams hit 17 of their 18 free throws, cooling off a hot back-and-forth contest. Coach Kurt Schulte's team also hit 18 of 19 free throw attempts in the quarterfinals. And besides the quick quarterfinal appearance in 2015, Glenwood has just one other state tournament tally on its resume, a 1952 trip that included a first-round win and a quarterfinal loss in a single-class field. The Rams will face Oskaloosa for the title tonight. Elsewhere in action yesterday, the other 3A semifinal, Oskaloosa's huge front line held off Waverly Shell Rocks 48-45 yesterday. In the 4A semifinals, Iowa City West moves back to the championship game with a 58-50 win over Waukee, while Cedar Falls beat West Des Moines Valley 67-58. A couple of consolation games yesterday as well. In the 1A third place game, it was Don Bosco beating Remsen St. Mary's 61-53. In the 2A consolation game, Applington Parkersburg beat Sheldon 65-52. Now, today's schedule includes six games, including all four championships. The 3A consolation game will start the day at 10:30 this morning with Cedar Rapids Xavier facing Waverly Shell Rock. In Class 4A, the consolation game has Waukee facing West Des Moines Valley at 12:15. Then the first of the championship games comes at 2 o'clock this afternoon, as North Lynn will play Grandview Christian for the 1A crown. The 2A championship game is set for 3:45 this afternoon, as Trainer will battle Cascade. In the 3A championship tonight at 6:30, Glenwood plays Oskaloosa. And in the 4A title game, it's Iowa City West facing Cedar Falls. That game's set to tip at 8:15 this evening as the boys' basketball season comes to a close today. Well, top-ranked Virginia was able to breeze into the ACC semifinals with a dominant performance against Louisville. Kyle Guy scored 19 points, and the Cavaliers improved to 29-2 by whipping the Cardinals 75-58. Next up for the Cavaliers is number 19 Clemson, which reached the ACC semifinals for the first time in 7 years by knocking off Boston College 90-82. Also in the ACC, fifth-ranked Duke was an 88-70 winner over Notre Dame behind Marvin Bagley III's 33 points and 17 rebounds. The Blue Devils move into the semifinals against North Carolina as the 12th-ranked Tar Heels knocked off 24th-ranked Miami 82-65. In the Big East tournament, Jay Wright became the winningest coach in Villanova history with 414 as the second-ranked Wildcats hammered Marquette 94-70 in the quarterfinals. Third-ranked Xavier's reached the semifinals after Trayvon Blewett scored 27 points in an 88-60 rout of St. John's. In the Big 12 tourney, Malik Newman poured in a career-high 30 points to lead number nine Kansas to an 82-68 win over Oklahoma State in the quarterfinals. Keenan Evans scored 25 points, and Jarrett Culver added 13 to send number 14 Texas Tech to a 73-69 win against Texas in the quarterfinals. West Virginia reached the Big 12 semifinals as they post a 78-65 win over Baylor in yesterday's action. Also in conference tournament games, Alonzo Trier scored 22 points, and 15th-ranked Arizona went on a 14-0 run in the second half to beat Colorado 83-67. And number 22, Nevada, 79-74 winners over UNLV in the Mountain West quarterfinals. Pittsburgh men's basketball coach Kevin Stallings has been dismissed following the worst season in program history. Stallings was let go 2 days after the Panthers completed an 8-24 season with a loss in the first round of the ACC tournament. Pitt lost all 19 of its conference games this year and went 24-41 in 2 seasons under Stallings. Also in basketball news, G.G. Smith has resigned as head men's basketball coach at Maryland's Loyola University after a rocky five-year run. The Greyhounds were 56-98 under his guidance, never finishing above 500. Reggie Theus is out as men's basketball coach, and Brandon Martin has been let go as athletic director at Cal State Northridge. No reason was given for the decision, but campus police are investigating an alleged physical confrontation between the men. University President Diane Harrison says in a statement that the school is parting ways with both of those gentlemen. In football news, the Tennessee Titans plan to release running back DeMarco Murray. General Manager John Robinson said in a statement Thursday that Murray was a pro in every facet, and we wish him and his family the best moving forward. Murray ran for an AFC-leading 1,287 yards and 9 touchdowns to make the Pro Bowl in 2016, his first year with the Titans, but he ran for only 659 yards and 6 touchdowns last season, suffering a knee injury that caused him to miss Tennessee's last 3 games. A person familiar with the situation says the Dolphins and wide receiver Jarvis Landry, he's signed his $16 million franchise tag, easing the path to a potential trade. The Dolphins have been shopping Landry, with the procedural move allows them to trade him as early as next Wednesday when the new NFL year begins. In baseball news, New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge says he is right on track to be ready for opening day after having arthroscopic surgery on his left shoulder in November. He says that shoulder has been feeling good after a bit of soreness early in spring training. Judge set a Major League rookie record with 52 home runs last season and batted .284 with 114 RBIs and league highs of 127 walks and 128 runs scored. He was the unanimous choice as AL Rookie of the Year, finished second to Houston's Jose Altuve in the AL MVP voting. The Kansas City Royals have picked up some pitching help by working out a minor league contract with Ricky Nolasco one day after Jesse Hahn was placed on the 60-day disabled list. Nolasco spent the past 2 seasons with the Los Angeles Angels, where he went 6-15 with a .492 earned run average a year ago. The 35-year-old right-hander is 114-118 with a .456 ERA across 12 seasons with the Angels, Dodgers, Marlins, and the Twins. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.